Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker, is based on a story by a German author who's known by his initials, E.T.A. Hoffmann. Since The Nutcracker is a ballet, the whole story is told with dancing and no talking. It begins at a Christmas party at Fritz and Clara's house. When their friends arrive, everyone parades around the room. Clara's godfather gives her a wonderful gift, a nutcracker carved and painted to look like a toy soldier. But Clara's brother Fritz is jealous. He grabs the soldier and breaks its nutcracking jaw. Clara's godfather ties his handkerchief around the nutcracker's head to fix it. After all the guests leave and the family is in bed, Clara sneaks back downstairs to visit her nutcracker. She's amazed to see that he's come to life, leading an army of toy soldiers in battle against a gang of mice. Just when it looks like the Mouse King is going to win the battle, Clara throws her slipper at him. All the mice run away, and the Nutcracker turns into a handsome prince who whisks Clara off to his kingdom to thank her for saving his life. When they get to the kingdom, all kinds of delicious things show up to entertain Clara and her Nutcracker prince. Chocolate does a Spanish dance. Coffee does an Arabian dance. And tea does a Chinese dance. There's also a Russian dance. The dance of the reed pipes. And the French equivalent of the old woman who lived in the shoe. After that, other members of the prince's kingdom dance for Clara, including flowers, and the Sugar Plum Fairy. Hear that instrument that sounds like bells? It's called a celesta, and it actually looks like a tiny piano. Tchaikovsky heard the celesta in France and decided that he had to use one in his ballet. He ordered a celesta and had it sent home to Russia, top secret, so that none of the other composers in his country would hear it and use it before he did. As you might expect, everyone in the Nutcracker Ballet lives happily ever after. Tchaikovsky was not at all enthusiastic about composing the Nutcracker, and when he finished it, he said he didn't like the music very much. After a while, it started to grow on him, but not nearly as much as it's grown on us after all these years. It's hard to imagine Christmas time without performances of the Nutcracker. Next week, more classical music that's traditionally performed at Christmas. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more classics for kids.